Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Global Business Summit in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu urges innovators and entrepreneurs to leverage the knowledge base of traditional communities. Third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi kicks off in Varanasi today. BJP sweeps Chhattisgarh urban local body polls, wins all 10 mayoral seats. Israel frees 369 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas releases three Israeli hostages as part of the sixth exchange under the ceasefire deal. World number one tennis player Jannik Sinner banned for 3 months in doping case. And in hockey, India register a thrilling 3-2 victory over England in Women's Pro League in Bhubaneswar this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future, but also leading the discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. And now we take you live at the event where Prime Minister Modi is addressing the business summit.
National district hai. Ye backward nahi hai. Humne yahan desh ke yuva afsaron ko wahan par duty dena shuru kar diya. माइक्रो लेवल पर गवर्नेंस को सुधारने का प्रयास शुरू किया. हमने उन इंडिकेटर्स पर काम किया जिसमें ये सबसे पीछे थे. फिर मिशन मोड पर कैंप लगाकर सरकार की फ्लैगशिप योजनाओं को यहां लागू किया. आज इनमें से कई एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स देश के inspirational districts ban chuke hain.
This was Prime Minister Modi addressing a business summit. President Draupadi Murmu said that innovators and entrepreneurs must not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. The president advised the youth not to forget the importance of small-scale traditional solutions. She said that often the problems around us do not need any big technological intervention. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BIT Mesra in Ranchi this afternoon, the president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat.
The change brought about by AI and other technologies is also reflected in our languages. A break or interruption in the normal course is now something to be welcomed. The great opportunities being created should be available to all. The great transformations being brought about should benefit all. I am referring to the youth whose enthusiasm and commitment will be the key ingredient in the making of Viksit Bharat.
Speaking about women's empowerment, the president said girls are not lagging behind in science, engineering, technology and mathematics. The president also expressed pride in the rich legacy of BIT Mesra, which has completed 70 years of excellence in education and innovation. The six-month-long celebrations of the engineering institution will continue till the 15th of July this year. The third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi has been inaugurated at Namo Ghat in Varanasi today. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastya to the Siddha system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature, and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister of State for Information and Technology, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, inaugurated the event. Addressing the program, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is showcasing our unity in diversity and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The union minister said that this year, for the first time, participants will get to witness the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj and visit the newly inaugurated Ram Mandir in Ayodhya.
आज पहला ग्रुप के प्रतिनिधि सुबह पवित्र काशी में पहुंचे हैं. यहीं से वो कल अभी वो काशी विश्वनाथ जी का दर्शन करेंगे. कल विभिन्न काशी की महत्वपूर्ण स्थानों में सुब्रमण्यम भारती जी के जन्मस्थान में भी जाएंगे, बीएचयू में भी जाएंगे, उनकी वर्कशॉप होगी. फिर कल प्रयागराज जाएंगे, महाकुंभ में उनका निवास होगा, कुंभ क्षेत्र में रहेंगे. फिर कुंभ स्नान करके अयोध्या जी जाके श्री रामचंद्र जन्मभूमि में प्रतिष्ठित भव्य नव मंदिर को उसके अंदर प्रतिमा का दर्शन करके फिर लौटेंगे. काशी और तमिलनाडु की बहुत अनन्य संपर्क है, ऋषि अगस्त्य और उसमें एक प्रमुख कड़ी है.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is being held in Kashi, the cultural capital of Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Murugan said Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a great platform to explore art and culture. It reflects the vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. On this occasion, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath welcomed all the guests on behalf of the state government. He said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is an effort to promote the vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat.
भारत की एकता के संदेश के साथ जोड़ने का काम किया है और यह संदेश कि जहां जाति का भेद नहीं, पाति का भेद नहीं, क्षेत्र का भेद नहीं, इससे बड़ा आयोजन दुनिया के अंदर कहीं नहीं हुआ है. यह अब तक का सबसे बड़ा आयोजन है जो 51 करोड़ श्रद्धालुओं को अब तक अपने साथ जोड़ चुका है.
The 10-day event will conclude on the 24th of February. In the urban body elections held in Chhattisgarh, out of 173 urban bodies, Bharatiya Janata Party has won 126 and Congress 39. In all the 10 municipal corporations of the state, the candidates of the Bharatiya Janata Party have been elected for the post of mayor. Out of 49 Nagarpalikas, in 35, candidates of BJP are elected for the post of president, while Congress won in 8, Aam Aadmi Party in 1, and independent candidates won in 5 Nagarpalikas. Besides, out of 114 Nagar Panchayats, BJP won in 81, while Congress in 22. Apart from this, in 1 Nagar Panchayat, the candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party, and in 10 Nagar Panchayats, independent candidates have been elected as presidents. The BJP national spokesperson R.P. Singh has hit back Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann for allegation that the centre is attempting to defame the state by landing the aircraft of Indian deportees from the US at Amritsar. Singh hit back at Mann, saying to stop politicising the issue and promoting conspiracy theories due to lack of knowledge. The spokesperson R.P. Singh, taking to social media today, said that Amritsar is the closest international airport for flights entering India from the USA. That's why the US plane carrying illegal immigrants is landing there. Chief Minister Mann, in a press conference at Amritsar last evening, had questioned the move of the central government and the MEA to choose Amritsar for the landing of planes. Meanwhile, quoting official sources, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that another special flight carrying more than 100 Indian deportees from the US will be landing at Amritsar tonight. The CVC, Central Vigilance Commission, has ordered an inquiry into the allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department, CPWD, to conduct an inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijender Gupta. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Gaza Strip, Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages today, while Israel freed 369 Palestinian prisoners under a ceasefire agreement that began last month. This was the 6th exchange since the truce began, with 21 hostages and over 730 prisoners freed previously. The latest hostage exchange comes amid continued diplomatic efforts to maintain the fragile ceasefire and secure the release of more captives held by Hamas. International mediators have urged both sides to adhere to the agreement as humanitarian conditions in Gaza remain dire and tensions persist in the region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday the time has come for the creation of an armed forces of Europe and that his country's fight against Russia has proved that a foundation for it already exists. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky emphasized on the need for a unified European military force, saying that Europe cannot ignore the possibility that the US might withdraw support on key security issues.
I really believe that time has come. The armed forces of Europe must be created. 3 years of full-scale war have proven that we already have the foundation for a united European military force.
And now news from Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Over 1 crore 8 lakh devotees today took the holy dip till 4 p.m. this evening at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Our correspondent reports that so far, 51 crore 11 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant today took a holy dip along with his cabinet ministers and other MLAs.
Goa ke aur se humne logo ko aane ke liye yahan pe train ki vyavastha ki hai. Hum khud aaj yahan pe aaye, man prasann hua.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Hardeep Singh Puri, Annapurna Devi and Chirag Paswan were also present at the Sangam to take a dip during the occasion. Mr. Goyal said that it is truly an emotional moment and a blessing to visit the Mahakumbh.
अद्भुत दृश्य है, एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत का एक अनमोल उदाहरण है और मैं समझता हूँ भारतवासियों की और विश्व भर से आने वालों की आस्था देखकर आनंद आता है कि हमारा धर्म सुरक्षित है.
Meanwhile, Mr. Puri credited the Uttar Pradesh government for the successful organization of the mega event.
योगी सरकार तो बहुत बढ़िया काम कर रही है. माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी है और एक योगी जी है, डबल डंजन की सरकार है, तभी तो इतना ग्रैंड स्केल पे सब हो रहा है.
Amongst other dignitaries, senior NCP leader and Rajya Sabha MP Praful Patel and senior Congress leader and Rajya Sabha MP Rajiv Shukla were also present at the Mahakumbh. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
India and Sri Lanka today held talks to strengthen ties in critical minerals, exploration and mining. Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, held a meeting with Minister of Industry and Entrepreneurship Development of Sri Lanka, Sunil Handunette, in New Delhi. The discussions during the meeting focused on fostering bilateral cooperation in mineral exploration and mining, particularly in securing critical minerals essential for economic and industrial growth of both the nations. On to sports, world number one tennis player Jannik Sinner has accepted a 3-month suspension after a settlement with the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, over 2 positive doping tests. Announcing this today, WADA said now Sinner will serve the suspension from February 9 to May 4th. The International Tennis Integrity Agency had initially cleared him, but WADA appealed for a 1-year ban. In hockey, the Indian women's team defeated England 3-2 in their opening match of the FIH Women's Pro League at the Kalinga Stadium today. Vice-captain Navneet Kaur sealed the victory with a decisive late winner. Earlier, Vaishnavi Phalke opened score in the 6th minute, while Deepika added another in the 25th minute. Meanwhile, England's Darcy Bone equalised in the 12th minute, and Fiona Crackles levelled again in the 58th. Finally, the vice-captain sealed the win in the final minute. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Global Business Summit in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu urges innovators and entrepreneurs to leverage the knowledge base of traditional communities. Third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi kicks off in Varanasi today. BJP sweeps Chhattisgarh urban local body polls, wins all 10 mayoral seats. Israel frees 369 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas releases 3 Israeli hostages as part of the 6th exchange under the ceasefire deal. World number 1 tennis player Jannik Sinner banned for 3 months in doping case. And in hockey, India registered a thrilling 3-2 victory over England in Women's Pro League this evening. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.